So what's the most radical thing that you can do in today's world? Well, I'm going to touch on that today. But before I do, I want us to go down a little journey and think about how we've arrived where we are today. Now, most of us have phones. You're most likely watching this video on a small device, if not on a computer, maybe on a television. We've achieved so much in our world. We've come a long way in being able to share so much knowledge and wisdom. It's amazing at the advances that humanity has made. But at the same time, we're always on. We're constantly being fed so much information. It is an actual overload of what we were built to handle. Before you even get out of bed, every single day, your beautiful brain is processing so much information. It has to perceive so many different things just to have you function. And then as we go through normal life, say before the internet, before the phones, there was already a lot to handle. We had to think about our physical selves and our bodies. We had to think about where we were going to go for the day, what we were going to do, how we were going to achieve our goals, so many different things. And then we add another element in. Today, so much information that we're having to sift through and try and process too. We are simply, organically, biologically, not compatible with having to process that much information all the time. We are constantly stimulated, and through that stimulation, there's very little growth within us because we're constantly consuming. Remember, before we even got out of bed, our brain is processing millions and millions of things every millisecond. Then on top of that, we engage our frontal lobe, so many things going on constantly and constantly. And then there's no stillness inside. There's no quiet. And through all of that busyness, unbeknownst to us, it stunts our inner growth. Think of your growth as sort of like a bubble within you. And as you have space to think and create and dream, that bubble gets bigger and bigger. But the more information you consume, it's like an opposing force. It contracts you and contracts you and contracts you. So what happens is we have this constant flow of we're trying to grow, but we're consuming, and that consumption compresses us and keeps us from growing. We have dreams and aspirations. We want to help others, so we're growing and growing. Then we consume some sort of content, or we're on our social media feeds and there's this negativity and it's compressing and compressing. So we're so confused. We're up and down, left and right. What do we do? So how do we stop the compression, expansion, so we can expand and open ourselves to live the lives that we were meant to? Well, we do that through quietude and stillness. Now you may say, Melissa, I thought you were going to tell me the most radical thing that I can do in today's day and age. Well, my sweet friend, that is the most radical thing you can possibly do. In a world where your attention and your focus is constantly pulled, they want you to engage, they want you to react, they want you to say things, feel things, because that engagement is what gets you out of the inner space and out there in the world of confusion, of busyness, of noise. But when you become still, when you become quiet and you go within, the space that opens up is massive. You have a reservoir, an ocean of creativity, of confidence, of happiness and peace that's in here. And you only go in here when the space is big enough. But the more you let the outside world in, the space stays too small for you to go to. This process takes courage. It takes the ability to move away from what you have created a habit out of. So this isn't about instantly turning into a yogi that meditates, even though meditation is one of the best ways to create and expand that space. This is just about a few moments every day, then it'll be a few moments every hour, then maybe a few moments every few minutes. Then what happens as you have more and more of that space in you, it surrounds you, and then you find you'll go through life through this busy world, through all this noise, radically quiet and still and living your best life. I hope that was helpful for you, my sweet souls. Remember, create the space within you. You deserve it. Big love, always.